Today, Dr. Herbert Bailey continues with Understanding Honor.
Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. So the husband's love is supposed to be a sacrificial love. That's why, ladies, I don't know if you are saved, why in the world you would want to marry a man who's not saved. A man who is not saved does not meet the qualification to be your husband. In order to be your husband, he got to love you like Christ loved the church. If he had no revelation of Christ loving the church, how are he going to love you? And if any man who has a real revelation of how Jesus loved the church, he's going to love Jesus. I know he's cute. I know he's fine. I know he got a good job, got a good car. And all the baby mamas, you're the one he won't marry. And you feel so special. Husband, love your wife. Even Christ loved the church, gave himself for it. Going over to Ephesians 2nd chapter. Ephesians 6th chapter. Next chapter over. He's still talking about the home. Ephesians 6 verse 2. Honor your father, who? And your mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Honor your father. Your father and your mother, the first commandment with promise. So the first person that a child is supposed to learn to honor is their mother and their father. In order for you to even understand a relationship with God, we got to get this father thing right. A lot of us, we have struggles in this area. Nobody talks about it. Particularly those of us, many African Americans, those who come from very dysfunctional homes. Either we didn't have a father, we didn't know our father, we weren't supposed to know our father because he was also the father of the other kids down the street. And all, I mean, I've heard it all. We had an abusive father. And so either we didn't learn honor of a father, or we have fathers who were not honorable. I had a father. My father was not honorable. Even as a young boy, when I spent time with him, he was not honorable. He was going around whistling at women. You got any fries with that shake? Okay. Hey, cupcake. You know, all that kind of stuff. I saw that as a little boy. He did not carry himself in an honorable way. Are y'all with me here? I saw him shoot up heroin. Oh, I know y'all thought heroin just got here because the nation making a big deal out of heroin. Oh, we got a heroin problem. Heroin been killing poor people in the hood for the last 40 years. Now it's a national epidemic because it's hit the suburbs. He's going to carry himself in an honorable way. Towards my teenage years, he was a drunk on the streets. Walked by and said, that's my son right there. When I was in college, that's my son. That's my boy there. He go to college. While he was out getting drunk on the street. So he did not carry himself in an honorable way. So I found it hard to honor my father. Are y'all with me here? The first person you're supposed to learn, the first man a child's supposed to learn to honor is his father. You got to teach your children honor. My grandson, we were over the house yesterday, and Pastor Marshall called from up. Well, I was downstairs fishing. Pastor Marshall wanted to make sure they got the Xbox the house because he liked playing the Xbox, and she wanted him to have good memories of coming over to. So while I'm studying, can you please go set up the Xbox so our grandson can play the Xbox because he wanted him to have good memories. Okay, so I set up the Xbox, and so she called him. She called him and said, "Righteous." He said, "What?" I said, what you say? I said, he said, yes. I said, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And then what do we do? We're teaching him honor. Now, y'all got to understand, when I first came down south, I didn't understand that. I thought they were trying to pick up my kid because they're black.
I went to school. My kids get in trouble all the time. You told me I got to say yes, ma'am. I got to say yes, ma'am. You say yes, sir. I want to, my child, what's this here? Then I realize, oh, everybody say yes, ma'am, out here. It ain't got nothing to do with color. It's a Southern thing. I'm like, slavery day's over. I'm that little. Calm down. Calm down. Everything ain't about race. Just about respect. So honor our father and mother with first command with promise. So the first authority we should come to know and understand is parental authority. The first authority supposed to come to understand is parental authority. Society, the marketplace, and the church is a reflection of how we learned and understood honor in our homes. You'd be surprised how many people we talk to. My supervisor told me so. And I told my supervisor, I ain't doing nothing. They call that insubordination. I told my boss, well, obviously you didn't catch something at home. Because see, if you don't get it at home, you think anyone who's trying to tell you what to do is wrong because you never learn to submit to authority. And brothers, and then you marry a woman who don't know anything about authority. And some women, it's not that, but this, I kept thinking about this strong woman thing, especially strong black woman. You were strong because you had to be strong. Chill out. I'm here. You hear me, ladies? Chill. Just chill. Put the weights down. Put the weights down. You got a man in now. Stop being so strong. You don't have to be so strong. I take care of myself. You got me now. You don't have to take care of yourself. Put the defenses down. Real simple. If we don't honor or have never honored our natural parents, for whatever reason, there's going to be a lack of honor in the church. Let me say it again. If we don't honor or have never honored our natural parents, for whatever reason, there's going to be a lack of honor in the church. Watch this, y'all. They got that for the preacher, for the pastor. He don't need that. You would never say that about your natural father. Oh, y'all quiet on me now. If you buy your natural father a car, you don't let nobody say, what do you need a car for? He can't buy his own car. Oh, y'all quiet on me now. Oh, y'all don't see the connection. No, but if you choose to honor your father by buying him a car, that ain't nobody's business but yours. Stay out. When you hear this stuff about other people's churches and what they decided to buy their pastor, that ain't your pastor. Now, if that's what they choose to, how they want to honor their pastor, the only person got anything to say about it is those members. And if those members don't want to do it, they don't do it. If I hear you went, you bought your father a Rolex watch. And what you buy here? What you buy a Rolex watch for? He can't. I mean, if time has to do on it, that's your father. If that's how you choose to honor your father, that's your business. And there's never too much honor for your father. Oh, come on now. For your mother. If you receive them in honor, you can't do too much for them. It's all a matter of understanding honor. And who puts the limit on how much you honor? You want to let society put a limit on how you honor your mother, your father? Okay. I really ain't dealing with the past yet. What I'm trying to get you to understand, if you don't even understand this in your home, it'll never translate to the church. Go to Malachi 1 and 6. Let's see how this starts transferring to God and to the church. If you don't learn honor of your own natural parent, you're going to have a hard time honoring God. And if you have a hard time honoring God, you're going to have a hard time honoring those who God tells you to honor because you don't first honor him. Malachi 1 and 6. A son honoreth his father. Let's stop right there. What does a son do? A son honors his father. It's that simple. A son makes his father heavy. A son makes his father weighty. A son's father to him is significant. A son highly esteems his father. A son reveres his father. When our children, now he's never said this directly to me, but when our children graduate, two of my children, you know, graduate from public school, two graduate from private school. When they graduate from private school in their senior year, they all have to make a senior speech. Part of public speaking, getting accustomed to that. And the parents usually invite them when they do their senior speeches before the class and all that. And I remember Daniel said something about the worst day of my life was the day that my father was scheduled to have heart surgery. He said, he is the most important man in my life. And as far as I'm concerned, he's my personal Superman. Now, he's never said that to me since. But when he made that speech, he was letting everybody know how he viewed me, how he honored me. Now, watch this. Somebody else said, I didn't see him. He ain't no Superman. Well, I'm not their father. That's how he honors me. That's how he esteems me. See, y'all got to understand that. When y'all hear this stuff from your family members, I ain't their pastor. They don't sit under my word. They have not received my counsel. They have not been the ones who have been the benefactors for my prayers. Don't argue. There's no argue. We don't have the same relationship. There's no limit to what I spend on my wife. And then some other say, well, she don't need all that. Why would he spend all that? That's my wife. You don't know what I've been through with my wife. You don't know the sacrifices my wife has made for me. So I honor, I don't expect her to be as weighty to any other man as she is to me. Are y'all following me here? A son honors his father. A servant honors his master. So God says, now watch this. God's trying to get them to honor him. He said, now I'm going to let you see why you should honor me. He said, if I then be a father, where's my honor? Notice he's understanding. He's saying, you honor your natural father, right? Y'all see this? He said, don't you honor your natural father? Because a son honors his father. If I'm a father, where's my honor? Notice he's saying, you clearly understand you honor your natural father. But if you don't understand you're supposed to honor your natural father, you can't understand why God's saying, where's my honor? He said, you need to do for me what you would do for your natural father. The first place you learn honor is your natural father. If you don't have an honorable natural father, you're going to have a problem honoring your pastor. Some of y'all, you would not, if based upon relationship, if you hear your father right now having a birthday party, y'all ain't going. You don't honor him like that. He never gave me a party. So I understand. Because it starts with the natural, then the spiritual. If I be a master, where's my fear? Where's my reverence? Saith the Lord of hosts. O priests that despise my name and say, wherein have we despised your name? God was talking about, in this case, he's saying the gift they were giving him. They were bringing something. They bring God the lame sacrifice of the blind sheep. I guess it's good enough for God. God said, what kind of honor is that? You're not representing this in a way that shows I'm weighty to you. Those verses of the New Living Translation, Malachi 1 and 6. The Lord of Heaven's army says to the priest, a son honors his father, a servant respects his master. If I'm your father and master, where are the honor and respect I deserve? You have shown contempt for my name, but you ask, how have we shown contempt for your name? Then he goes on saying, you bring me the maimed and the blind sheep and say, here, God. Okay. Now, there's four levels of honor. Four levels of honor. I'm going to give them to you because I'm not going to get to them all today. But let me give them to you, then I'll talk about it. The first is the principle. You honor because of principle. The second, you honor because of position. The third, you honor the person in the position. And the fourth, you honor because of personal relationship. Let me start talking about those. The first one, the principle of honor. Romans 13:7, render therefore to all their dues. He said, it's a principle. Everybody deserves honor on some level. Unless they carry themselves in a dishonorable way. Okay, come on now. How many of us, if we're walking through the door at the bank, but if you're going through the door at the bank, you're going through the door of Cracker Barrel, and somebody coming right behind you, if you're walking the door, how many of y'all would hold the door because of the other person who's coming right behind you? Now, you don't have to do that. We'll do it regardless of race. We'll do it regardless of age. That's just showing respect for anybody. This person hasn't earned you doing that for them. Okay? Many times, even for men, many times, I'll stop, I say, go on in. And then a lot of times, you know, men we get into, no, you go. Okay, somebody go. A woman, I'll always stop and hold the door. If I see a woman coming, you know, I'll stop. That's just respect for anybody. I don't know them. That's just the principle of honor. Romans 12:10, it says, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love. I don't have to know you to show you brotherly love. In honor, preferring one another, giving preference to one another, being nice to one another, not being selfish. Sometimes doing something for somebody else just to be nice. My Aunt Mother Betty used to say, it's just nice to be nice. Look at your neighbor. Say, it's just nice to be nice. That verse from the New Living Translation says, love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Just as a principle. Take delight in honoring each other. Somebody dropped something. Let me pick that up for you. That's showing honor to somebody. Holding the door for somebody. That's showing honor to somebody. You in traffic, okay? Now, okay? You in traffic, everybody trying to merge. You're gonna act like we act in New Jersey and in New York. Just don't even try to get in here. Or do you stop this one car and say, come on. You're giving them preference. You don't know them. That's giving honor to somebody else. Do y'all see that? You honor just based upon principle. 1 Peter 2:10, it says, honor all men. Everybody say all men. In other words, everybody. You can be nice to everybody. Everybody deserves some element of respect. There was a time even if men cussed, they didn't cuss around women. Because they honored women. There were times, even kids, when kids cussed, like I did when I was a kid. We didn't cuss around adults. Because you honored adults. You change your behavior around people you honor. You do things for people you honor that you wouldn't do for other people. The principle of honor. Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Notice it says honor the king, which brings us to the second one. You honor because of position. The king. Not King Herod, not King Caesar, not the king I elected, not the king from my party. We're going to have to honor the honor the man. Whether you like him or not, whether he's crazy or not, just because he's the president. Not your president, the president. The position. That's why, what was it? Congressman for his head, Congressman Wilson. Y'all remember Congressman Wilson? I met him a couple years ago down at the at Colonial Center. Okay? Somebody wanted to introduce me to him. I'm like, yeah, I know who he is. The president's first State of the Union address. President making an address, and he yells out, "You lie!" What was he doing? He was disrespecting the position. I understand he may not agree with the president. I understand he may not agree with policy. You may even think that's a lie. But it's disrespectful to yell that out during a congressional address. That's dishonorable. Are y'all with me here? So you honor the position. Let me show you this here. At Acts 23. Paul is making his case. He's being arrested for preaching the gospel. And so he's having a trial before some religious leaders of the Jews. Acts 23. Look at this. Start in verse 1. And Paul, earnestly beholding the council, said, "Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God unto this day." And the high priest Ananias commanded them that they should smite him on the mouth. So Paul says, "Listen, men, I've lived in good conscience before God." And the high priest said, "Smack him in the mouth." They smacked Paul in the mouth. Verse 3. And Paul said unto him, "God smite you, you white wall, for they you sent to judge me after the law and commanded me to be smitten contrary to the law." Look at this. And they that stood by said, "Reviled thou God's high priest?" Paul, you gonna talk like that to the high priest? And Paul said, "Oh, my bad. I wish not I didn't know, brethren, that he was the high priest. For it is written, thou shalt not speak evil of thy ruler, of the ruler of thy people." Wait, the man just did something he shouldn't have done. Paul speaks truth, and the person in authority commands Paul to be slapped in the mouth. And Paul said, God going to smite you. He said, that's the high priest. He said, "Oh, my bad. I wouldn't have said that. I wouldn't have said that. I would have governed my reaction. I would have brought it in if I knew his position." Are y'all with me here? He meant what he said, but he wouldn't have said it if he knew his position. Paul didn't know the position. Once you know the position, there's certain honor that goes with the position. I've discovered a lot of y'all disrespect me as your pastor because you don't understand how you should honor that position. That's all. I realize it ain't personal. Because as long as you see, if I ain't waiting to you, if me making a request to you don't mean anything other than the man on the moon making a request, then I don't care what he's saying coming. I got stuff to do. When my pastor said, "We have the meeting tomorrow night. Everybody be here." I was mad. Boy, I was steaming. You think he would, you know, "I got stuff to do. I'll play. This wasn't blood. It wasn't on my schedule. I fussed all the way home." But what we do next night? We at the meeting. Why? Because the pastor asked. Honor the position. Now watch this. Does that mean everything everyone does in position is right? No. It's not up to you to judge it, though. It's up to God to deal with them. That's why Paul apologized. What you did was wrong here, but I say, that's when you and God. God's going to have to deal with you about that. I need to stay in my posture of respect.
In today's society, we have lost a sense of respect and honor. Even our highest office of government can be disrespected. Honor should not be a term of high moral regard, but rather demonstrated when it is earned. Dr. Herbert Bailey calls us back to honor in this poignant 6-part series. Order today for your love gift of $30 or more. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for Understanding Honor. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.